Okay. Any question?
No.
What are we talking about?
Simple.
We're talking about a fellow who wants to have a treasure, and he's given the treasure. We are in the middle of that story. For almost another 25 pages, it will go on and on and on. It stops another story, then let's go back. Why? First of all, because this is one of the most public wishes. Everybody wishes to have a lot suddenly. Who doesn't like to win a lotto? That's how it is. So what? What should we do? Oh, there is a lot to learn. I have a suggestion. Today, we finish a little bit and we go home to a little bit longer than a month. In January, there is no classes. So, you have a full month. Read this story again and again, so you know what the story is, how does it go, how does it develop. If you do that, I can do something different. I don't read this story. I read the side notes of the story, which is the goal of poetic language. What is poetic language? In poetic language, nothing has the real meaning. I mean, there are words and there is meaning for any word. Poetic language, poetic language always points out somewhere else to something complicated and delightful. That's what it is. When you are listening to someone talking, what do? You listen and you may translate that talking to your own personal knowledge and language, right? But when you're listening to a poem, what do? If you open your mind, your brain, and logic, and the philosophy, and all of that, you will get nothing. Did you hear what I said? You will get nothing. Because poetic language is built to build up the emotion. It's an emotional way of talking. And with that emotional talking, it will provoke the imagination in here and a lot. That is the point. Here, okay, he is talking about what? A lazy guy who is praying for lotto. So, up to here, this is what we hear, right? So what? I could deny that I even understand this stuff. But the trick is, Rumi, who was no poet, he didn't like the poems. But this, he became the one of the most famous and the biggest poet of Persian language. That's what he is. Why? Do you remember that transformation? He was a crying and the smile came in. That's it. Shams, turn around something, opened the dimension of musicality to transform the feelings. Because when I'm talking, what am I doing now? Are you listening? What am I doing? I'm using the language. This is English language, it's not my native one. So, it's not very good. Then what? You don't get from my talking what is written in here. Because for that you don't need me. This is translated in your own language, you read it. When you're listening to me, you're listening to what? Not what I say, how I say it, accentuation. Even the musicality that I use, even I use my hands, this will give you some feeling. That's what it is. So, this is something that you should never forget when you are reading Masnavi. Because he was not a poet, he became the best poet. This is what poetry is. Why is he saying it in this language? Because this is the only language that we could talk about beyond the logic. Logic is the brain, yes. We are talking about beyond the logic, which is this, the language. You should try, although it's very difficult for you because you read a translation. And translation of a poetic language is not poetic. It's just translation. But you should try to somehow get the feeling which is here. And you get that feeling with what? Paying attention. How he is saying this, how he is narrating his story. He stops. He goes somewhere else. He talks about something else. He comes back. All of this is playing with the subject. It's not chuck, 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 chuck. So I hope with reading it you will develop a feeling for the way he is talking. Now let's see what he's talking about, Peter.
Story of the Treasure Scroll. Beside a certain domed building, turn your face towards the Qibla and put an arrow to the bow and shoot. The treasure is at the spot where it falls.